A story that might sound a little familiar somehow. The LePage administration is continuing to tangle with the federal government for greater control over its welfare programs. Now the governor is threatening to give up administration of a $250 million food stamp program if the federal government does not allow Maine to prohibit the purchase of sugary snacks and drinks with benefit cards. Steve Missler has the details.
Nearly a dozen states have requested a so-called junk food waiver from the federal government. But despite the political popularity of such bans, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which funds and oversees state food stamp programs, has never granted such a waiver. Governor Paul LePage is attempting to force the issue, threatening to cede control of a program that last month provided benefits to more than 195,000 Mainers if the feds don't approve its request for a pilot project.
The governor knows how to get attention, and he's serious. And this isn't the first time that he has said that the program could be at risk.
That's Adrienne Bennett, the governor's spokeswoman, talking to Bangor radio station WVOM on Tuesday. Bennett was discussing a scathing June 17th letter that the governor wrote to U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. In the letter, LePage says that the federal government sends mixed messages about nutrition. On one hand, he says, the federal government polices the menus of public school cafeterias with nutritional guidelines. On the other, it allows taxpayers to finance a steady diet of Mars bars and Mountain Dew through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. LePage says he can no longer suffer the hypocrisy, and he advised Vilsack to start browsing the Maine classifieds for commercial real estate, presumably to set up shop and take over administration of the food stamp program.
That's what the governor is asking for. He's asking for a compromise, and we think it's a reasonable compromise that is actually going to help the people of our state, and it's simply the right thing to do.
But the governor's letter didn't sound like compromise to Representative Drew Gattin, the lead Democrat on the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee.
To me, this is really just part of a pattern of this administration picking fights, frankly, that really aren't necessary to be picked.
Gattin hasn't seen the USDA's June 8th letter to the LePage administration, which outlines a series of deficiencies with the state's request. They include an inability to determine whether a test junk food ban actually influenced food stamp recipients' behavior. That's because, according to the federal government, Maine's proposal didn't include any agreements from food retailers to provide data about what kinds of foods were purchased with benefit cards. Also, the USDA letter doesn't deny the administration's request. It suggests alternatives, such as limits, restrictions, and disincentives on junk food purchases that can be applied to food stamp recipients and other customers. Finally, Gattin says it's not clear whether Maine can simply give up administration of its program, as LePage has threatened to do.
I don't know if it's legally possible, or certainly I imagine it's not even feasible for Maine to give up administration of the food stamp program. I think that would be pretty unprecedented.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the USDA did not address whether Maine can cede control of its food stamp program. It said only that the state proposal wouldn't properly evaluate whether the test project could curb obesity. Additionally, the agency encouraged Maine to resolve the state's multiple longstanding issues leading to a backlog of food stamp applications and errors. The governor's threat is the latest development in a long battle between his administration and the federal government over the state's welfare programs. LePage has repeatedly clashed with the feds over a number of proposals that advocates for the poor say demonize and punish the state's most vulnerable. The proposals include photos on EBT cards, restrictions on benefits, and cuts to MaineCare, the state's Medicaid program. Some of the administration's proposals have gone to court. Meanwhile, the governor has repeatedly made the disputes public. That's because changes to the welfare system have helped him and Republican legislators at the ballot box. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.